Tonight begins the week of the Midah of Hoyd and Sfira Soime. Every week there's a different Midah that we work on in Sfira Soime, and tonight begins the week, the fifth week of the Midah of Hoyd, the Midah of Aharon HaKohen. Zohar HaKadosh, the Yedua, brought down the week of Hoyd, state is Tarn Psichen. The Shadr Shemayim are open in the week of Hoyd. It's a very Dehoyim week. The whole Sfira Soim is Dehoyim, but the week of Hoyd is a special, has a special Bazundra Mashmois. It begins with Pesach Sheni, and it culminates in Lag Boime, which is Hoyd Sheba Hoyd. There's many, many Mekoimers that don't say Tachnin, the week of Hoyd. Taram Psichen. I'd like to try to elaborate a little bit to explain what's the chashivas of this Midah of Hoyd, and specifically the Pesach Sheni Lag Boime and Hanigel and Yenenu, how we can apply ourselves via the Mekenzach Tishtel to the Givaldike Avoide this week of Hoyd. Zazoi, the Midah of Hoyd is the Midah of Aharon HaKohen. Kesif se koin yishmeri das v'toyri yivakshi mipi. As we state, the Midah of Aharon HaKohen is Kesif se koin yishmeri das v'toyri yivakshi mipi. Any from Toyri Shabal Peh, brought on the form of Gdoshim, v'toyri yivakshi mipi, v'vakash the Toyri from the Piv, Aharon HaKohen symbolizes Torah Shebaal Peh on Klal Yisro. Torah Shebaal Peh, he brings down Torah Shebaal Peh, he is the Balist, he is the Svet Kibreint, and Zohar HaKodesh, and the Svam HaKodesh bring it down. Moshe Rabbeinu is Shoshvina de Malke, and Aharon HaKohen is Shoshvina de Matrinisa. In the more poshter words, the Pshat is, as Moshe Rabbeinu is Oymid Mitzad, the Rebbein Yishol Oylom, and Aharon HaKohen is Oymid Mitzad, Klal Yisrael, and every single Shidduch is an Oymid Mitzad HaChusn, is an Oymid Mitzad HaKale, and the Moshe Rabbeinu is an Oymid Mitzad HaRibbono Shel Olam. He brings the Dvar Elikim to Klal Yisrael, and Aharon HaKohen is an Oymid Mitzidenu, he represents us. Aharon HaKohen, Oyev Shulam Roidev Shulam Oyev is a Bris Mekarvon LaTorah. He's Mekarv the Yidin to the Torah HaKadosh. Mekarv the Yidin to the Torah HaKadosh. Kisif se koin yishmeri das v'toyri yivakshi mipi. Ahoid ve'ahuda l'chai oylumim. It's brought down the Ishbitzin, my shaloyach, more than one place. It's brought down also in the so the Shorn brings it down. Parshas b'chikoyisai. The ending from the hoid is the ending from Pnimius. And even Pnimius, Hudar is the Levish, the outside beauty of a specific object or person, and the Hoyd is the inner beauty of that object or person. That's the Chalim Tina, Hoyd ve'ahuda l'chai elumer. Everything in the Pizman, in the Piyat, from the Deres Vemin is the Chadavo, is two sides to every to a coin, every line, the Deres Vemin. Every line has the explanation, but Ahoid Ahuda is Hoid is the Chedik Apnimi, and the Huda is the Chedik Achitzoini. The beauty from outside is the beauty from inside. L'chai Elum, the Rebbein Shalom has both of these things. There's a Chedik, there's a beauty from outside, there's a beauty from inside. Yidin Zan Nuch, Bunim Lamukayim, when we're startled to be a Mekayim, Alachta Badruchov, we also have two Zachim, we also have these two things. Hoid with Huda. The Huda is the outside beauty of a Yid. He has the Chedik Achitzoinis, Chedik Achitzoin, which is the Pe'ulis that he does on the outside, which is Nidil Ayin, Nikir, Muvan Lein Koil, Vi Ayid Fitzich, Klapichit Ayid, Lein Toyres Mekai Mitzvahs, Vi Ayid Shekin Fitzich, the way a Yid conducts his life. That's the Hodof in a Yid. But that's simpler. There's a deeper mashmois, a deeper meaning to everything a Yid does. And that's the hoid for the Yid. The hoid is the inner beauty of a Yid. The inner beauty of a Yid. And this is also brought out in the chilik between Toish B'Ksav and Toish Baal Peh. Toish B'Ksav is the Hoda. Toish B'Ksav is the Hoda. Toish B'Ksav is the dry, I have some to say dry, but in Yenenu, the way to give it out a little bit, it's the simple basics of the Yiddish Emine and the Yiddish way of life, the Torah and Mitzvahs, Tayag Mitzvahs, the Emine for Sefer Bereishis, and for Sefer Shemois and Gulas and Gulas and Gilas Mitzrayim. This is the basics, the Yisoides. The Yisoides in Ayid. That's Torah, that's Torah. Torah Shebeksav Tanakh. But it comes again, Torah Shebaal Peh, and adds on a depth, an oimik, Mashmois Yiseide, to Altvud Metit. There's an Amelis. He does a Mesamul in Torah Shebaal Peh. He's a Mesamul. As it brings out Oyes, a Gevaldike, brings out the beauty from inside. The beauty of the Chelik Zayid can see like into Torah, can add to Torah. Torah Shebaal Peh, every person has a Chelik in Torah Shebaal Peh. Kol Mash, a Talmud, a Vusik, Usul, Lachadish, Nitna, Lamoshe, Besinai. Everything a Talmud is going to be Mechadish. Oyrech Kol Adoidis. Moshe Rabbeinu, we heard about it by Hasina from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Because the Chelik from Torah, Abba, even though the Chelik from Torah, it's not written down in Torah. Because it's given to every Yid to be Mechadish B'Shaitoi, or be Mekoimoi. He's Mechadish as the Torahs go along. And the Yid not Mechadish, they're Chalokim in Torah. That's the Koyach from Torah Shbaal Peh. Torah Shbaal Peh. Torah Shbaal Peh. Munach Mekan Zov, it's Kol Mishar Reutu Yovav Yitlenu. Whoever wants can come and take it to Torah Shbaal Peh Munach. It's written. Anyone can open it and look at it. Torah Shbaal Peh, that's where you may Shachshayat to Klal Yisrael. He did the Mis'amul in Torah Shbaal Peh, and Harvard and Lenin. Eilu Ahoylechem Machoyshech Ro Arigodl, the famous Medrash on Chumim Parshas Noyach, the Machshak and Moshivani, that is a Choyshech, there's a darkness, that he goes into the Sugi and it's dark. And he's Mis'amul in the Sugi. But all the kashas that he has, he's Mis'amul in the Sugi. It's like the Gevaldika Melis in the Sugi, and finally he comes out with a light at the end of the tunnel. He comes out with a klorkeit, he comes out with a lichtigkeit, he comes out with a svara, he comes out with understanding, the pshat, to the oimik, to the roichav, then that's called that he reached the madrega and it changes the person. This koyach changes the person. The state of the state, as the Torah Shebaal Peh was given to Klal Yisrael after the Chet HaEgel. Before the Chet HaEgel and Luchos Rishonis, Torah Shebaal Peh was written in the, was seen in the Luchos. So everything was a beginning of the Torah Shebaal. But after the Chet HaEgel, the Yidden were yored by Madrigosam. It's not pshat with Nenash, that they lost Torah Shebaal Peh in the Luchos. It was more of a state, Absodic brings down many times, of state in Chazal, Rav Chochma, Rav Kaf. Pshat is because of the Rav Kaf that they had in the Chet HaEgel, they needed an oif to be Mezgab on the Yetzirah. How could the Yid be Mezgab on the Yetzirah with the Lichtigkeit from Torah Shebaal Peh? The Lichtigkeit that follows a Choshech. The Lichtigkeit. The less nahoide ala hide nofik mekoi chashoyche, the lichtigkeit, a light that shines from the darkness. The hoilche machoyche, oh our God, that's what they had, they accomplished, and they got the Torah Shebaal Peh. And this Torah Shebaal Peh gives the koyach to Yid, from Brossi Yetzorah, Brossi Torah Tavlin, Poga b'cham nuvul zeh, mashchele b'esa medrish, if the Yetzorah comes and tries to mima'ab the person, mashchele b'esa medrish, shlep ma'ayni b'esa medrish, anayin, pull him into b'esa medrish, because Mismedish the Torah, Patish, Mevenu, the whole stick of Chazal over there. The Torah has a koyach to overpower the Yetzer. That's the koyach in Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is the hod of an Ayid, and Torah Shebaal Peh is the hoid, because the chedik that a Yid can add on, the chedik that a Yid can be mefamu, the chedik that a Yid goes through a difficulty. And he shines out, Lubasoif, he shines out, the Lichtigkeit, the light shines out. That's Chedim Torah Shebaal Peh, that's the Hoid of Nayid. That's the Koich of Avoide of Nayid. And our Koich symbolizes the Avoide. From Klal Yisrael, the Avoide. The Avoide of Mechamigdosh. That's what our Koich symbolizes. He's Oimim B'tzad HaKal, Oimim B'tzad HaYidin. He's Oimim B'tzidenu. He's the one that represents us. Kesif Sikon Yishman Adal for Torah Yivakshi B'Pi. Koich of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the Midah of Hoid. The Midah of Hoid is the koyach from Torah Shebal Peh, the koyach from the inner beauty from Klal Yisrael. Mesiyanki v'kama mekoymis speaks about this specifically out Meshach Shaykh Tavag Bohim, which is Hoyt Sheba Hoyt. Tavag Bohim is the Yom Tov in Torah Shebal Peh. The Yom Tov in Rabbi Kiva, but Rabbi Shimba Yechoy, what was the Yisoyf in Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva doch given, the Yisoyf in Torah Shebal Peh, Moshe Menyaz is Yisoyf in Torah Shebal Peh. Rabbi Kiva is Torah Shebal Peh. Rabbi Kiva doch gehad, the Koyach from Mesoyr is a Torah, to give over the Torah by Mesoyr. The Vegas told 24,000 Talmidim, which weren't Zoyche to spread it, Rabbi Kiva's Torah. They weren't Zoyche to be the ones to give over Torah to Klal Yisrael to future generations. Why? Because it wasn't complete. It wasn't perfect. The way they were makabel from Rabbi Kiva wasn't perfect. It was missing. Why? It was missing the chedika avoide. L'inaga kovet zeh bezeh. Torah has to go together with avoide and with kovet ein in the tzveite, kovet one to another, because that brings out the amelus in Torah. A person is a misambul b'toyde ve'eta abeser a mensch. A person is misambul and toyde properly. A person is amul b'toyde and he puts in koicha, he gie, and he puts in koichas in the toyde, the person has to become a better person. A ve'eta mensch, asher yilad toy, like they say, Rav Shimba Yechoy, asher yilad techo. The person is Yisrael asher b'chol espor. That yid, oh, this is a yid. This is the way a yid feels choyf. And a b'kivis talmidin, 24,000 we didn't have this. So they were all nifted in these days. And Rabbi Kiva picked himself up. And he stole the back and he went to Rabbi Seni Shabadorim. And he found five new Talmidim. From these Talmidim, the Welt given Wiest, it was barren. The world was Shomem. Until Rabbi Kiva went to Rabbi Seni Shabadorim, because it was missing the Torah, it was missing Torah Shabal Peh. He went to Rabbi Seni Shabadorim, he stole the back five new Talmidim he established. And he restarted his yeshiva. And the community and the Torah. From that, the Torah came to Klal Yisrael. Because those five Talmidim were the ones, all those five Talmidim, Kulu Alib de Rabbi Kiva, all the Stam Mishnah, Stam Brais, Stam Tesefta, everything in Alib de Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, he saw it, the Torah Shabbal Peh, Atke Dekach, the Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw Dor Dor Vedor Yishov, Dor Dor Vechachomal, he saw Rabbi Kiva, Chol Shaddai, he had Chalish Sadas, he felt bad. Because look at the Koyach for the Torah Shabbal Peh for Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, he saw it, the Spitz of the Torah Shabbal Peh. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai state, Shnumidoisai, Mitrumois, Midois of Rabbi Kiva. My mitzvahs are the Trumois, Mitrumois, Midois of Rabbi Kiva. I'm the spit of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim. I have the Eichel Shabbat Eichel of Rabbi Kiva's Koyach, Rabbi Kiva's mitzvahs. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the spit of, he took Torah Shabbal Peh to the Pnimius, to a whole new level. The Pnimius HaTorah he brought out. He brought the Koyach from Pnimius HaTorah. So Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai both are the Yisoidis from Torah Shebal Peh. Same mitzad achedik anigle, and the Amelus and Torah that we have, that everyone is Meshach Shayach to aside the mitzad achedik for Niste, whichever Yid has, like that pintle within, also the Neshama Kedosh that lies within. The also everyone is Meshach Shayach in a different way. Lav Davke, everyone is Meshach Shayach and learning the Koyach Niste, Torah Niste, Torah Zakabola. But everyone is Meshach Shayach to the Indian. Of Pnimius HaToyde, because it brings out the beauty of the Yiddish and the Shom and the Yid, the Hoyd from the Mensch. That's Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimba Yechoy. That's the Yom Tov Lag Boim. That's Rabbi Kiva picked himself up and reestablished. Toyde by Rabbi Senesh and Bedorim when he went to Frischkeit to restart again. Rabbi Shimba Yechoy is Ptida, the Hilud, Rabbi Shimba Yechoy is Lag Boim. Ashreichem, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Ashreichem Yisrael lefnei mi atem metahar nemi metahar eschem avichem shebashemayim. Rabbi Kiva is Yisrael from Tahar. Because Tahar, purity comes from Torah Shebal Peh. Purity, true purity comes about the Zenith na mikveh. But the koyach from Torah Shebal Peh is what gives Tahar to a person. The koyach of avoid, the koyach from the hoid. The hoid is what gives the Tahar to a yid. What purifies a yid? What's metahar a yid? Lifnei mi atem metahar na mi metahar eschem avichem shebas shemayim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Tatan Himmel, avichem shebas shemayim, our Father in shemayim. That's what gives us tahar. The yid is chemizkasha and medavik himself. Svatam advekim Hashem alikechem chayim kilchem ayoyim. Dvekis in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is what gives a yid the koyach metahar. It gives it what purifies a yid. Why? Because closer yid is to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The more close he is to the Shoidish, to the root of everything, the more shayach he is to the hoid, to the pnimius, the more tahar there is. Because of the kind of shaman from the south to be tahirah he, Aidish and Shambh is tahirah, no matter what. Bit the alush mut that we put upon it, but that's only upon it. But the neshama alayim b'layim tahirah he, b'avos, because ata v'rosa ata yitzata. It's a chelik al-kami mal, the ebishat pashafna the neshama tahirah. It has no shaykh, we have no koyach and ability to be mekalkalit. We have a koyach, we have ability, lighter, we can put shmutz upon it. But not to be mekalkal the neshama alayim, because the neshama is not ours to be mekalkal, it's a chelik al-kami mal. It's a chelik from the Rebbeinu Shel The more Yidus Mizkasha to the Neshama that he has, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to the Pintel Yid, the Chelik Al-Kami Mal, comes the Gevaldike Ruach, the Tahara Mimor. That's what comes Tahara. Just like a mikveh. The Tahara of my mikveh, Messiah, Yishama speaks about it in the Erev Yom Kippur, last few pieces in Erev Yom Kippur, so Yishama speaks about the Inifin, this Inifin Tahara was Kim from the Koyach HaToyre. A mikveh is also the mikveh. The reason why a mikveh is matayim because it's mine that's mechubat to the shoyish, a mayim. It's mine that's mechubat to the shoyish. It's not a mikveh. It's not mayim mechunosim. It's not mayim that you put into a kli, but it's mayim that's connected to the shoyish, where the water comes from. And that's when a person is toivel in the mayim is a gvaldi geruch tahara because it's dovek in the shoyish adova, and that's the koich v'toyir also. The koich v'toyir is matayim a mensch. Ahi tatish ke mikveh. Or we have the koyach ha-toyreh. The koyach ha-toyreh is metahir ha-mensh because the toyreh is medavik a person in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I do there is such a mice about the Rebbe, Rebbe Shmuel Shloimeh. Zichus Yoyin Alayni. Zadach, he didn't go to the mikveh throughout the week. So it's a long mice, but the nekuda what he said, I think he told it to Shved, Amshon of the Rebbe. And he wasn't so makpid throughout the week. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Shabbos the free, Shabbos and Yom Tov in the free. But throughout the week, he wasn't so makpid, he said. Because the inif in the mikveh zich metaya mensch. But as I eat late a ganze nacht, if I'm oisig betoyed a ganze nacht, and I barely sleep, bin ich oimel of neam mukim, ich bin of naivel of neam, I'm there the whole time. I don't pull myself away from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm not shying in the mikveh. The mikveh is mitaya mensch, but the toide, if a mensch is gefinzig, he's not in his bed throughout the night. As is the land, yes, but wisst wie, abschmuss leumet, gehäuvet in the nacht. That's not on Maima Amuzge. Lag boim is the yomtiv from Tahara. It's a yoim that brings Tahara to Yid, and when a Yid is chmuzakash, it's a toide shbal peh. And he's mechazik himself a toide shbal peh. That's the biggest achonif in Kabul for Kabul Satoire. Lagaboyim is the turning point. When you reach Hoyt Shebohoyd, it brings out Taki the Hoyd Shebohoyd for the Yid. The Bessyankiv in this week's passion, Ois Memhei is a small shtickle. And also, we have an opportunity to learn the first two or three pieces in Parshas Bechikoise. He speaks about it by Chove Gedoyler. The Inif Lagaboyim is a Zovi de Tahara for Naisha in Parshas Tazria. Shloishim Yom Shloishas Yom Teshev Betmei Tahara. 33 days. Islamet Gimel Yomim is Inifin Tahara. Shloishim Yomim, Shloishas Yomim. Inifin Tahara. Tzadikim Amuzik, that's Leiv Toiv. The first 32 days from the Sefirah is Leiv, and the last 17 days is Toiv, Ein Toiv Ela Toire. The Shtetach from Tzadikim, Achzim from the Rebbe Rabbinim, Chedisharim, Leiv Toiv. So when we reach Lag Boim, we reach the Midah of Hoyt Shabahoyt, we reach a Moedike Ruach from Tahara that comes from the Midah of Hoyt. We begin the Midah of Hoy tonight with Pesach Sheni, and it culminates to the highest point in Hoy Shebohoy itself. This former judgment was brought down. Aremis Lag Boime Gal Einai VaAbita in the floor is Petayda Sechel. Gal Einai, Gal is Oisius Lag. Gal Einai, the one Shlom is Megale, reveals the Einaim of a person. That a person looks and he sees the Pnimius. The abita in the floor is until you say, abita is the chilik between your ear and habata is a person looks to the oimik. He doesn't just look, he doesn't just see. The abita in the floor is until you say, abita means a person will be able to be mizboinen and to see the beauty of the pnimius of the Torah. Sign in the chedek anigle, he's misambul in the side of chedek aniste, that's also the pnimius of Torah. But which is the chedek, which is the in the chelik anigla itself, there's also a pnimius. the oimik, the person heard of it to learn, and it comes out to lichtigkeit at the end. That's the vabit in the floor. That's like boy megalenai. Vabit in the floor. Vabit in the floor. That's in different tahara. And Meshulayich Barash Metzoyed has brought down the three psukim over there. Chiyita Hazov Mizoyvoy. Until the end of the parash over there, three psukim over there. It's Memtes. So you see Memtes words. It's also in different tahara. That's the Meir Svidas Metaria person. And brought down the Orchus Chaim. That it's the Remes like Bohim also, because the 33rd word over there is Moyid. Also based on the Shtikl Meishaloich, which is the Nikitas is Elbezach, the Inif and Tahara, the Inif and Sfir Bechlal, the Inif and Tahara, Ahidin and Tahara, from Pesach Beshvis, from Kabul Satoira. And the Shpitz Tahara is like Bohim is Hoicha Bohim, and that's when a person, it's not if a person reaches like Bohim, from yet already is a Minastam, Yigma, Dubla Toys, from yet is a Vadi, the Boy Shlom, the Gemma Siat Shema, you should finish off the Mayas Fidel Toys, because he has already the Chedik, he has already the Lave, is Achdim Pnimi, if he has the Lave, he has the first 32 days, he finally reached the Yom Lamed Gimel, Hoicha Bohoit, it's a Shayan Tarot in the Mensch, the Gewaldige Lichtigkeit that he has within himself. Wie sich aber wissen, hat die Amt von Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni ist doch besser noch als ich, der Amt von Pesach Sheni hat die Jiden, that the Mamel never showed them had in those days. Was schaut nach, dass als ich ist Pesach Sheni, in der Loch, die Mutter wird um sich tachlen, und die Dalit, Ia, Pesach Sheni. Wie das, ich bin doch immer noch beim Shem Chazal, und der Chazal, der Ui, hoi, Pasha, sie, this is a given, Tzike Pasha, this Pasha was supposed to be given, just like the rest of Torah. Right, Am Hashem Amoy Shalayma, Pesach Sheni. Azovi Kol HaTorah Kilo. So the Eibishter had gewollt warten, the Eibishter waited for these people, for these Tmeim, and Nevesh Odom Baal, for Megalgelen, Schus Alidei Zakai. So steht in Rashi HaKodesh. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is that the Yidin brought out the gewaldike Sheife. They were Shoyif to Adovish HaBegdusha. They were Shoyif to Toiv. They were Mesamu. They were Yogeya. They wanted. Sheif is the first step of any amelis that a person wants in Torah, Yiddishkeit, Bechlau, is Sheif. A person has to have a Sheif. He's Shoyif. To give us alikim. He's Shoyif. To learn in Torah, to Mekayim Zayin the Mitzvahs in the Rebbein Shalom. He has a Sheif for it. He strives. He really wants it. Ata Gevaldik Erotzen. This person Ata Gevaldik Erotzen. The Rebbein Shalom is Mechabim to Toif. He's Medabikim to Toif. What's the biggest Raif in Pesach Sheni? They wanted. It bothers them. Lomani Gora. Why should we lose out? I gamble say Lomani Gora. But Yitmein Nevesh Odom. No one has any tainus. Chas Shalom. Yitmein Nevesh Odom. Yitmein Nevesh Odom. Okay, the halacha is that there's no Pesach yet. No Korban Pesach. No Korban Pesach. You're not going to have a clap of Yana Velt if you're not being a Kaim Korban Pesach. But you have a good reason. Yitmein Nevesh Odom. That's the halacha. But it still bothers them. Because for the Kima Mitzvah they didn't have. They didn't have the Pesach. They called them Pesach. They didn't have it. And the bothered them, Lomani Gora. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu with Geshrigen, and the Geshrai, the Tzok that they had came in Mekalev. It really bothered them. The way it's supposed to bother Yid, that he's potter from Takazach, he's potter, he doesn't have to be Mekayim it. But the Maise bothers him, why not? He wants to have a Chedek, he wants to have the Mitzvah. That's the way Yid approaches Torah Kedusha, Akima Mitzvahs, is he has a Sheifa to Toiv, he has a Sheifa. He wants to become this character, the Devon Shalom, Avil can learn Torah, Avil can understand. He wants to be able to understand Torah, to learn Torah, and to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, Kil Chosel. That's Pesach Sheni. The Ebster goes off to, oh, now that's what I was waiting for. Now that they brought out the Sheifas, all the Yidin Zen, the Yidin should see. What's called Hoid? What's the beauty of a Yid? The Avoid that he puts in, the Koich that he puts in, the Shiva he puts in, the Lamani Gora bothers him. That's called the Hoid of a Yid. And then the Pasha came down. This Pasha was Nikra, is Nikra al Shmom. On these Tmein and Nevshadim is Nikra. It's Nikra al Shmom. Seif Azmanim also has a whole Arichas and Pesach Sheni over there. In the middle of the Shtikl, the whole Shtikl is a beautiful Shtikl. Middle of the Shtikl, one Chedi that I wanted to say over. Chasal si de Pesach ki el chusoi, ki chol mishpute vichy kusoi. Ja, it's a pismen. It's based on the pasuk, was mezogt. Kichol chukoisov, kichol mishpotov. By Pesach Rishon state, it's chukois and mishpotim. But by Pesach Sheni state, only the word chukiv state. It doesn't say mishpotim. Kichol chukois and Pesach yasu oisoi. As it state by Pesach Sheni. And he brings that from the Sefri, as chukiv is mitzvah shebigufoi, and the mishpot is mitzvah shealgufoi. You go and hit the mitzvah, let's say, and these things. Chukah is the mitzvah shebigufoi, and the mishpot is mitzvah shealgufoi. He says, the mitzvah shealgufoi, the chedek ahideh, could be, you could lose. They weren't Mekai Pesach Rishon. They don't have the ikah mitzvah kilchoso, mamish. Obe, the pnimis nizach, they didn't lose. The pnimis, the etzem a mitzvah, was licked in the pnimis, einem oivdim loilam, that they never lost. They never lost that. That they proved now, they just showed. Klai, so that we never lost. The Boreshim gave us a parsham yuchedet from Pesach Sheni, that everyone has a shayachas. Everyone has a shayachas. No one lost. No one lost out. Everyone has a shayachas. Everyone is able, or bevil be'emes, bevil takev, he really wants. He has a way to be mezdabek in the Boreshim Shloilom. He has a way to show that his sheif brings him to Kirvas Alikim. That's Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, the zech that we have to Pesach Sheni today, Kehayoyim, is, we don't have Nishka Pesach Rish, Nishka Pesach Sheni. Obe, Dizachot Meyod, the Yid proves and he shows that if he's Mfamu and Torah and Mitzvahs, if it's Bemez an Erlich Yid, he wants to Bemez be an Erlich Yid, the more some get him Siyat and Shmai, the more some advise them, okay, those Bemez you want, you take a want. Then the Baruch Shalom gives him a yicholus and he opens up the opportunities to show the hoid from their mensch. This mensch, the hoid, and the hoid sheba hoid, the yom tov v'toyish baal peh. That's the specialty of this week. From the middle of hoid, from time psichim, the shah shemayim, our psuchim are open because ayid vil be'emes dinin the Baruch Shalom. This week the gates are open. The Baruch Shalom Zart as a Yid from his card events him as a Velen that he wants to become Korv to the Baruch Shalom, the Ebbish Tevil, the Ebbish Tevart. Korv Hashem L'chol Koyo V'l'chol Hashem Yikui V'Emes, V'Emes Kim for the Pnimis from the Mensch. A Yid Vil B'Emes, the Baruch Shalom helps him Shinsi and he opens up all the doors for him, everything is open. And it begins with Pesach Sheni and about the Yom Tov Lag Bo'ime, which is the Yom Tov Tahar, from purity with Matai the Mensch. Ma mikveh metayis atemeim afikos ruch metayis yisrul the moshlam metayis klal yisrul asher yilad techo yisrul the yisrul asher bechu espor koyach fin naas udam nema bavirechu the naas udam was set for daas od yid was hot tahare was hot pnimius this a yid that's the koyach from b'shim ba'yichoy k'day b'shim and this machlo b'shasat chak. Some of the Jews brought down. You can't swim over the Bshim Shasat Chak. That's not what it is. Pshuta is in Haloche. But the Avada and Avoid is Hashem. You can't swim over the Bshim Shasat Chak. Bshas is in a matzav of Choshech, in a difficult situation. It's a Megashmi, it's over to Berochnius, whichever one it is. Bshim is always the Pesach. He's always who you can be swimming over the Bshim Shasat Chak. Why? Because the Bshim Shasat Chak brings out the beauty from Ayid. Rabbi Shimon Achoy was in the Maida for so many years, and when he came out, the second time when he came out, and he saw a Yid ve'aloift, a pushed a Yid ve'aloift, but to Adasim, Echad Keneged Zuchay, Echad Keneged Shumay, and Meshmech given the Yid, he saw the beauty of Azai Yid, Agam, it's Moid, and Poshut Moid, so pushed a Yid, it's no Oymik, it doesn't have any grace in Madregis, but this is the disease guy from the Yidin. He came back, kick a Yid, he get back, he... For Shabbos Kodesh, leapt in the Shabbos Kodesh, and his pushed off in the way, and his pushed away. But Rabbi Shimon Achoy saw the beauty. The first time he came out, he kicked up his little mitzvah, he looked a little bit, you know, nishma the iron flavor of development. But afterwards, is a nishlam gevon to take a look at the world, the iron toive. And that's the media that we have to be mezdavik with. The taharif and the koyf of Rabbi Shimon Achoy, the boy shalom helps him take it. This week of Hoyd, we should be zoiche to be able to prove to ourselves that we have sheifas in Avodas Hashem, sheifas in Kevus Alikim, sheifas in Limud HaTorah, va'amedus b'Torah, to verstehen lernen, to be mis'amul and mis'dabik in Torah HaKadosh and Kiyum HaMitzvahs, to be davening with the Ehrlichkeit, for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the Hoytze Behoyt for Lag Boime, should get everyone the Koyach from Kedai Reb Shimon Nesmach Lebesha Satchak, Yochanan Lifter Kol Olam, Midas Hadin, as every single Yid should be zoich to Yisrael Shabuchu Aspor, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam look give a kick of mine, the kinder take a look of my children, Bunim Lamukaim, the Yidden. The guide and the Kabbalah Satoyah, they're preparing themselves for Kabbalah Satoyah, Tazah Azizkeit, Tazah Edochkeit. The Hoyd shines out from within them. And the Hoyd Sheba Hoyd shines out from within them. So, Zoychazan, Tzmachna Emes and the Edoch Kabbalah, Achunah Kabbalah Satoyah, Shubzeich the Mekabbalah Satoyah, Mitoch Simche, Veditze, Vechedve, Shubzeich that all the Yidden from geholfen werden. Alle Union wird von da geholfen werden. Sei berochni, sei begashmi, es in alle Matzuven, in alle Beginnes, wir solche, die Bebel soll sich zu können treffen, punem, bepunem, der Vias Goyel Tzedek. Er geht die Nacht.